Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings on a beautiful, sunny Southern California morning here. And we have Ted Thibault and Rick Carr from Gamakatsu. Going to be a it's been a fantastic show. Going to continue some fantastic information from Ted. And Ted is comparing gifts. And Ted's giving away a fantastic prize. Ted, go over that prize again for us.
Sure. Well, it's a $300 retail value. So we put together just a variety of different things. One of our G-boxes, a nice EWM bag. It's an extra wide mouth bag. Everything fits in nicely inside. A pair of our 9-inch fishing pliers. It's a 45 degree, so it's got a nice angle on it for getting down inside a fish. One of our 9-inch fillet knives, so it's our big, nice fillet knife for those bigger fish. And then one of our EDC carry knives. So, yeah, it's nice. A nice package.
That's
for sure.
That's a heck of a package. Yeah, one lucky caller or text is going to win that. And, boy, we're taking all course on this hour. We're going to take an all text. And we didn't get to a lot of texts because we have a lot of good information going on fishing-wise.
Well, the phones were absolutely packed in that first hour, but we're excited to be taking your texts. And if you do want to text us, man, we want to hear from you this morning. The texting, again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. You should absolutely have that Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way you can text in your questions. For the second hour, we've got a lot of really good texts lined up. But, again, another full hour coming your way. Lots of time to get your text message in and maybe have your chance of winning that $300 prize pack from Gamakatsu.
Yeah, for sure. Great. And, of course, don't forget, 10 a.m. this morning, the PCS show starts at the Del Mar Fairgrounds all the way to 7 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow again, 10 to 5. And their last 2 days for this year get on the show. Well, I failed to mention that right next to us, behind us, is the Rollo booth, the Captain Rollo.
Yeah.
You can see they got to spin the wheel, giving away a ton of prizes. Howard and Tim and the gang are all there, so be sure to go by and say hi to the Rollo booth and get that. CCA booth is there, and they're giving away a great bunch of prizes there right across from where your booth
is. Yeah, right next to Shimano, kind of across from us. Dallas brought both Wyatt and Waylon up yesterday when she got off of work, and we went and cruised and caught fish in the trout ponds. Both the boys spun the wheel on Rollo. Yeah, both boys caught trout yesterday. They were biting pretty good.
And that live band's right next.
It's awesome.
Right there. I wonder if the live band really soothes the trout in there or not.
You know, they were biting. When we were there, they were biting. It just that whole like kind of outside tent area is really cool. It's fun, really fun for the boys too. They had like a gold mining thing in there that the boys both did.
And oh, cool!
You spun a wheel, won more prizes, and my favorite food spot of the whole thing is right out there too. That Seaside Smokehouse has those brisket and tri-tip sandwiches. Those are right out there. Ted, that's the spot
where you
for the show.
Today.
Okay, good to know.
So
good to know.
Good.
Yeah, it's definitely in. And Katmai Lodge is right.
Yeah.
As you go into the next building, you'll see Fastlane Kayaks. They'll have all their kayaks, including the brand new inflatable, is there, and all the Salty Crew guys are all there and stuff. And then Katmai Lodge is there. They still have those two spots available. That tents. I'll tell you what, Katmai Lodge. I can't wait to go again this year. I think Bob's like ready to make a deal on those two spots.
Hey, okay.
You might talk to him about hey. What about that? It's only a couple months, a few months away. You know, can
got
I get
two,
a deal?
Got
on
two ready
had,
to go. What
we
you
had
got?
A, we had a cancellation. We had two cancel. It's trip's been full for a year.
Yeah.
We had a cancellation too, and also they're booking for next year's trip too,
which
is July 14th, so of 2027. But if you want to go this year with us, July 15th. For a week up there. I'm going, Tommy P's going, a whole group, great group of people are going. They had a couple cancellations, so go by and see Bob and Ida in the Katmai booth and say, hey, make me a deal. I'll go
if
on that trip.
If you're on the fence about going on that trip, do not
this
talk to me about it because I will be. I don't have enough praises to give that place. It is incredible, and it is a trip. It's, you know, people throw the term around trip of a lifetime all the time. This is it. You know, they experience the wildlife, the fishing, the camaraderie, everything that happens at Katmai Lodge. It's the one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you go through where the trout pond is, and then you go into the big exhibit hall, and then you go by the Gamakatsu booth. And you guys are, as you go in toward the left, right?
Yeah.
Down off the main aisle there?
Off the main aisle, yeah. You'll be just down from Turner's, booth number 648.
Yeah.
Right on the floor.
Right down from John Petty Goldsmith.
Yep. John Petty's there.
John Petty's
there. We were over there yesterday, caught up with Eddie Dalmau, talking some Baja. Yeah. That was fun. Uh-huh. And just seeing all the – that's what's so much fun about the show is you get to see all your old friends and get to see – I mean, everybody's there. It is the PCS show. Yeah. It's in San Diego. Right. Everything, everyone that's involved with fishing, it is
Sandro
under one roof.
Sport Fishing's there.
Right? Yeah. We saw Rosie yesterday.
Yeah,
it's great.
Sure. Hey, time to find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. It's time for the catch report. We got him standing by, our private boater buddy, with that fishdope.com report. Today, it's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out their easier online system to book your processing for your next long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got him, the private boater buddy, Mark Wish, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Ted, Rick. Great show today. Lots of fun stuff going on there.
Having fun.
Here you go, guys. And, Ted, I wanted to mention, thanks for stopping by ahead of the PCS show, the first one there. I appreciate talking to you and your team there. Look forward to following up on some of that. But it's officially springtime, guys. And, man, we've had some nice weather. Maybe a little bit too warm inland there, but not too bad on the beach. And offshore, the stage is set, man. We got decent weather and very warm and clean water for this time of year. It's looking good. Really looking good, and another nice week ahead of us, man. Nothing wrong with that. So as a few reports here, local fishing, you know, it's been pretty good. Rockfish closed for another 10 days. Everybody's waiting for the opener, myself included. But sculpin, whitefish, and sheephead are really keeping everybody busy. And for you guys wanting to catch those sheephead, you know, that's kind of the inshore exotic. They'll bite a chunk of squid or they'll bite a strip of sardine, but, man, they really love shrimp. You can go to the market, get regular old frozen shrimp with the shell on is the best. And, man, one of our good customers on his new boat last year, he caught yellows and sea bass, and he was out the other day with his shrimp targeting sheephead, and I think he was more excited to catch a sheephead than those yellows and sea bass he caught last year. It's funny. But local halibut fishing slowed down a little bit, kind of tougher conditions, not too much drifting around. But that'll bounce back. Or at Catalina, squid situation is still difficult, man. It's just tough. There's a few dabs here and there. No volume that I'm aware of. Could be there, but I didn't hear about it. A dab on the front, dab on the back. And so we'll see if, you know, some more bait moves in here. The kelp critters are biting. You know, all that stuff living in the kelp and on the hard bottoms close to the beaches there is good. Halibut up in the shallow water has been biting pretty good. Yellows and sea bass, man, they're barely around. Noticeably absent this year so far, but soon coming. Did get one San Clemente Island report from last weekend. They found no squid in the cove and a little bit of yellow up the front. That they looked at them, but they wouldn't bite. So hopefully that changes over there. Where the yellows are biting is that stuff that you guys got there in San Diego, man. That bite at the Coronados down the rock pile, holy cow. I mean, the amount of fish is one thing, and the grade of fish is another. God, those are just beauties. They're biting the yo-yo iron. This last week, it seemed like it was mostly the bigger yo-yo jigs producing the best. And, of course, the surface iron, and a few on the fly line, a few on the slow troll. And, man, you got to watch out for the boats down there, guys, and please be courteous. You know, it's crowded, and it's this nice weather and biting fish. I imagine this weekend's going to be really crowded. But a lot of fish, for sure. And as a heads up here, guys, it's been fun, but lobster season is over. No more hooping and send in your lobster card so you don't get fined when you go to get it next year's. So that's this week's report. Lots of good stuff going on. Lots of really nice weather. It is time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And, of course, fishdope.com there at the show, right in the BD Outdoors displayed right there in the exhibit hall. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have some interesting stories for you next weekend. I absolutely guarantee it.
Believe that.
I'll bet so. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, we got it. We'll see you guys.
See you, Mark. All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report, sponsored by Anza Knives. Hey, Don and the whole Anza Knives crew are back. They're at the PCS show in Del Mar in booth 170 in the Pat O'Brien building. They're literally right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Anza Knives makers are in the booth, too, along with their full line of fillet knives. Plus, they have hunting, military, and one-of-a-kind custom knives. All at show prices. Go see the crew at Anza Knives in booth 170 at the Del Mar show today. It's been a busy, popular
booth,
man.
Yeah, they've been selling some knives, and they have some beautiful. Laura, one of the knife makers there, she talks about making the knives. She'll show you some of the knives she's made.
That's
right
cool.
There. So Donnie's there, too. So, yeah.
Right. Works of art.
Right there. Check it out. Right there. As soon as you walk in the show. Check out the Anza Knife booth for sure.
Well,
you have a great text.
I do. Yeah, I was really excited about this one because I'm very curious myself. And it came from Chris in San Marcos. It says, hey, guys, are there any plans on making the HD Nautilus hook in smaller sizes, 6, 4, et cetera? I love the quality. I love the sharpness of the hooks.
Well, that's probably one of the most popular or one of the most commonly asked questions we get right now. And we're looking very, very closely at that. And there is plans in the works for us to hopefully address that here very soon. It's something we need, and we've got our documentation. A lot of times we have to do a lot of market research on this, right? It's difficult because sometimes a hook works very good for one specific region of the country, but not everywhere. And it's really hard to justify when we're trying to make, you know, tens of thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of hooks on a machine. And that's what really limits us on that ability to do so. But we've been twisting the arms in management in Japan and telling them this is something we got to have for this market. And
like a number six?
We're going to try to do the best we can to get it down there. But I think we've got a favorable.
But that number four, man, that's a good hook.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So we are working very diligently on addressing that.
That's cool.
That in an HD would be so nice. Oh, my God. That's my dream hook.
Yes, we're all sitting here with big smiles on our faces.
Yeah, I want
that
thing,
going, buddy. Okay, we just got to get this to happen.
You never know.
Size 1, 102, and 4.
I love it.
And the HD?
That'd That's be cool. What we need.
Yeah. Great question.
Yeah,
great question.
For sure. It's coming. Those guys are brilliant in Japan. They make the best
hooks.
They are.
We're slow, but we'll get there. And it'll be a good hook.
It'll be a quality hook.
That's how we work. Yeah.
Hey, Kalani in Southeast San Diego has a good one. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ted. Gamakatsu is great. And welcome to San Diego, Ted. My question is about circle hooks. What's the difference in and what hook is recommended for the upcoming rockfish season?
Well, I'm going to defer to Rick on that because he's probably – Rick or these guys here because they're going to know a lot more to the
Rick
local
and Rick.
Fisher. Yeah, both Ricks. So they're going to know this much better than
Rick,
I am.
Rick, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with Rockhard Rick's
opinion. Well, yeah, of course. It's in the name, right?
Yeah.
We're just highly anticipating, and I think that we're in for a very good year. And, you know, I hate the closure because I hate stopping to fish for them, but man, it just produces such a great opening season. Giving those things a little break, they get so hungry. We're in for a good round. And you know, I really like the way that DFW has restructured things on the, you know, there's different depth levels at different times, the unlimited, the shallow side and the deep side. So it really spreads things out in terms of the right gear for it. You know, in terms of our hooks, I'm a Gamakatsu live bait, regular J hook. That's my J hook of choice. It depends on where you're fishing and what you're doing. A lot of times I'll like to fish a jig and then up above it, I fish like, you know, instead of a shrimp fry, I'll fish a little grub or a little gulp or something like that. And I'm a Gamakatsu live bait 2-0 hook. Or like Pete said, you got my interest really sparked on that, Octopus 4X. I've never fished that. For my cod fishing, and what a great call that is.
So, the reason that came up is when I was out fishing Tuesday on the way back from the Yellowtail fishing, we were fishing cod spots. And We had about a 300-pound thresher under the boat.
Okay.
And guess what? He ate one of my hooks.
No,
and,
really?
Yeah, jumped out of the water. It was spectacular.
Cool.
And then, thank God, he broke off.
Yeah.
And so I had to find another hook for that.
Sure.
So I opened my box. All I had were the 4X octopus
hooks.
So I'm tying this thing on. I'm fishing that hook.
That's great.
Now
yeah.
on, because I'll tell you what, that hook is so sharp. It's so solid. That is the For me, that's my new hook.
And that's an offset, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yep, exactly.
Another, you know, a ganyon's another way to fish rock cod. I don't know, in the regs anymore, is it still three hooks on a ganyon, or is it two?
Two hooks.
Two here. I think, yeah, just two in Mexico. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Our standard octopus hook is the hook for ganyons because of the back eye, it lays out and it presents the bait.
Yeah.
So it's probably one of the most popular for building ganyons if they're building them. So
the octopus.
The regular octopus.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want the Nano Alpha coating, you could get the Octopus 4X, right?
That's correct. The Nano Alpha is available on the Rick.
It is available on
the regular Octopus hook, and then as well as the 4X Strong.
Okay. All right.
And that goes down to a 1-0.
Good stuff.
That's cool.
Hey, Sean in Blossom Valley has a great question. Let me bring it up here. And he says, I love Gamakatsu hooks and Gamakatsu boxes. Could you recommend a hook for hooking monster sheephead we have on here on the coast? A model I prefer, it wants something that really pierces the mouth because they have those super hard mouths.
And again, I think if it's and most of the time on the sheep set, what are they using a live bait or how are they? Is it a chunk bait?
Our most common guys, like sheephead's one of the few times when it probably really pays to bring something extra on the boat. You know, typically the boats always provide live anchovy, live sardine. A lot of the boats will provide strips of squid, but if your goal is to catch a sheephead, having some kind of a shrimp or mussel really makes a big difference. So a relatively small hook, because they've got a kind of a small mouth. But, you know, sharp is so the king on that. And usually we're fishing a piece of shrimp. Guys will, you know, bring literally, like, you know, food-style shrimp, cut it in half, and thread a hook on that way. Still, for me, I'm thinking Gamakatsu live bait J-hook in that maybe 1/1/0 size, something like that.
Because those are super sharp.
Yeah, that's why you use them. Exactly.
Yeah.
The one thing that Rick has always talked about too is you taught us in the shop is that the wire that Gamakatsu uses is the highest end of all the hook manufacturers, and that's why you get strength out of the skinny diameter. You know, sometimes you'll look at a Gamakatsu Nautilus, and you know the consumer, myself included, gets trained into, well, if it's going to be strong enough, it has to be bigger. That's like Gamakatsu's strong suit is you get the same strength out of a skinnier wire because of the superior steel.
You're right. And it's even getting in the bass market now. I mean, we're doing the tournament grade wire, which is even thinner than some of the other stuff out there. And then new this year for the bass guys, the freshwater guys, is that new tuned drop shot hook.
It's the super tuned drop shot.
Super tuned drop shot. I've got it in the booth, so if you want to take it.
Right. Is that the one with the wire on it?
No.
That's a different bait.
This is
a drop shot hook, but it's a straight up eye.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's super tuned, and I've already had three or four of my bass guys just going, I got to have this.
So
this is the Nano Alpha. It's our TGW wire, which is thinner, stronger, and sharper than our standard wire. So you get that nice penetration. What this was is, you know, I think that a lot of people in the bass world anyway know we worked very closely with Aaron Martins before he had passed away several years back. And this was one of the last designs he had. We actually have a hook in our lineup called the G-Lock. It's a G-Lock point. And we utilize that same point for this. So he wanted to have a nice straight shank on it so it stuck out from the side on a drop shot rig. Nice and straight, and then it has just this little bit of a curve and upward motion in the tip. And a lot of times when you're drop shot, you'll get that fish right in the roof of the mouth, and this just helps drive that hook just in. And with the Nano Alpha and the TGW thinner wire, all my guys on the Elite Series are just loving this hook for that application.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Bassmaster Classic. You just came back from the Bassmaster Classic. You know what? I watched some of that on TV. It just amazes me how young those kids are.
I know.
Man.
That's the thing. I mean,
they're like 20. The kid that won is like 21 or something like that.
Yeah, he's super young. And his brother just won the collegiate championship as well. So it's kind of cool for them as a family.
Yeah, that's super cool.
And these young kids, boy, I tell you what, they get access to boats and they're on the water way more than any of us that have real jobs can do. And they're just out there just all the time. So you're seeing, that's what we have, the trend is amazing over the last 5 years. years, you saw the age of these guys just drop dramatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
They're just into it, huh?
They're really
into it. Which is great. Great to see the kids fishing,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was crowds were packed. It's a great event.
There's college teams now. There's high school teams throughout the country, even in California up north. It's a huge deal.
Oh, it's so cool. You were talking about this new product that one of your sister companies has. That's like the rage. Tell us about it.
So the Spro Corporation, Spro Manufacturers, is our sister company. A lot of people don't realize that Gamakatsu and Spro are sister companies.
Yeah.
And they're distributing a bait from Japan from a company called Hide Up. And it's called a koike. It's spelled C-O-I-K-E. And it's basically like a big sea urchin. It's almost like the size of a small racquetball, maybe even a little smaller than that, with a lot of tentacles that come off of it. And it's made out of elastomer, so it's very stretchy. These retail for about $20. And this is all the rage right now. Guys are winning tournaments on it. Everybody's got to get one. And I've been in this business 30-plus years. I have never seen anything like it as far as the lines of people waiting to buy those things.
Wow.
We had 1,500 of them at the Classic, and we had to limit it to two per person, and it was 200 to 300 people in line all day.
Come on. Gosh.
I kid you not, guys. I was having to do crowd control. It was like, it was unbelievable. I've got a pretty loud voice. I can project pretty well, and I'm like, all right, folks, we got to get some more to you. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. And this thing looks so, it looks like a,
it's alien.
Like something, yeah. Your kid's toy, like
totally.
A kid's toy, you know,
it's
like,
yeah, no.
Totally,
it's like the thing you used to throw on the window
the
and kind of crawl
down.
Who knows? But it does catch them, and it's something different. So it was really popular in Japan about 5 years ago, and then it kind of died off the popularity. So they brought it over here just to see how it would do, and it's just all of a sudden just blowing up. So they can't keep up. I mean, they're a small manufacturer. They cannot keep up with the demand. So.
Wow. And what kind of hook do you use for that?
There's a variety of ways. If you're going to weight it and fish it off the bottom, our Cover Nico hook works really well. It's got a little keeper on it. It's got a nice wide gap on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's got
a... You put the hook... Inside?
You just kind of skin hook it on the top. But you can actually run the hook through it because it's got a keeper on it. It keeps it from sliding back and forth so that the large bulk of the plastic doesn't get up into the bite of the hook. And then you've got a swivel on the front of it. And you use one of our Jika weights and then rig it through there. That way you can fish it right off the bottom and work it off the bottom that way.
Oh.
Or you can suspend it with a bead. We have a bead hook. It's got a nice wide gap on it and or a drop shot hook. And they just skin hook that and then insert a small weight inside of it just to give it enough weight to just kind of sink and suspend down because it wants to float because it's elastomer.
Yeah. At $20 a piece, I would think you want to make sure that thing's secured and not a one-bite lure,
yes,
right?
Exactly, no doubt. But they do, they're elastomers, so they do last a while.
Yeah.
So they have a wide variety. There's all kinds of sizes and shapes. They've got one that the tentacles look like little fish, so it looks like a little ball of bait fish in the water.
Oh, really?
It's incredible. It's really incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
It just looks so foreign.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like, Mike Lum showed it to me last year because he was working in the Spro booth, and I was like, what?
Is it kidding me? Is it scented?
It's really a thing. Not that I'm aware of, no. But
yeah.
It's really a thing. I witnessed it with my own eyes. It's incredible.
Speaking of scents, you guys make the DuraScent.
Yeah.
Great bass fishing, great bay bass fishing scent.
We do. We do.
And surf.
And surf.
So good for the surf.
You bet. You bet. Yeah. And that does have the scent impregnated in it, so it really keeps it, you know, and that's a great question. So we make two different shrimp sizes. There's the 3-inch and the 2.5-inch shrimp in three different colors. We also have a bloodworm, and we also have a small little crab that we do as well.
Great for the surf, great for the bay.
Yeah.
They last, too.
I was going to say
that. Badass.
Yeah, really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, with it being elastomer like that, it stretches and lasts really well.
Yeah, a funny story. I sold it into Johnny at Dana Landing, called him up and said, hey, Johnny, how's that DuraScent selling? He goes, well, we're selling it. He said, but Rick, I got to tell you a story. He said, one of the guys behind the counter bought the sandworm. He said, a little tough to put on the hook. But he caught 23 fish on that one.
Come on.
One worm.
Get out of here.
And I go,
wow.
Can I tell people this? And he goes, oh, yeah, tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it lasts. It really does last.
We were talking about sheephead. That might be a really good thing to try for sheephead fishing.
Sure.
You know, either that shrimp or that little fiddler crab, you know, looking one that they have. Like,
sure.
Because it's got the scent and the shape. Like.
That's what I was thinking. When he said, bring your shrimp, I'm thinking, okay,
yeah.
DuraScent.
Totally.
Bring that DuraScent.
That's a good call. Well, I had another great question, text question. Says, good morning, guys. Stopped by the Gamakatsu booth yesterday, grabbed a variety of hooks. The show was amazing. Got to meet Rick while I was talking to RC at the Fisherman's Landing booth. Also got to talk to Wayne about the deer situation on Catalina Island. He helped point me in the right direction. If you haven't made it to the PCO show, you definitely got to go. Gamakatsu deals were killer. Picked him up while we were there. That was all from Rory in Lakeside.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
It was fun getting to meet Rory, too. He had his whole family there. He had his a brand new boy and two girls. They were getting ready to go to the trout pond and fish it up.
Cool.
It was just really fun getting to. And again, that's one of the best parts about the show. You get to meet everybody. You know, we see Rory's text questions come through all the time. So, it was fun.
Nice.
Good
to
times.
Meet him. Yeah. That deal is so killer. That knife, those knives are just.
I know.
Like for $50 with a product that you're going to buy anyway, and you get a $100 knife.
But it's just going. It's going crazy.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Still want to make sure, you sure that's okay, Ted? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Really, we are a premium brand. You don't see if we don't do a lot of discounts. We really don't. It's not the philosophy of the brand. But when we come to these shows, just as an appreciation for all our customers and those types of things, we try to stay real aggressive and just show that appreciation through the specials.
That's cool.
So you could buy a G-Box, a fillet knife, a few hooks, up to $50.
Sure.
Yep.
Get a free everyday carry knife.
Bring the receipt.
It's $100.
And keep in mind, you're buying all those hooks at a killer deal anyway.
Yeah.
So your $50 that you're spending is getting you $100 worth of hooks, and it's getting you a $100 freebie.
And that's what I tell them. If you go to where they're doing buy two, get one free, it's 33% savings right there on the hooks, and then you come back and you get...
Get your knife.
You get your knife.
Well, the nice thing is hooks aren't perishable, so they're not going to go bad. So you can load up a little bit on them.
Totally.
And
don't forget the G-Box, too.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah,
the G-Boxes are great. And they have all the different sizes at Turner's, I would guess.
Yeah, they do have them. They're running out of some sizes, like the big 37 deep. They're kind of short on that one, but they have plenty of 3600 size, 3700 size, and the small hook box of 3200 size. In all configurations, both the foam and the insert.
Both. Okay, great. And you're going to be in the booth today, Ted?
Yes, we are. There's three of us, actually. I've got two new employees that are starting with us. It's very, very new. So this is their first show season. Showing them the ropes and those types of things. So we'll have a full crew there to answer questions.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Hey, Arnie in Vista has a good question here. He says, what types of steel does Gamakatsu use that makes it so tough?
It's just the premium high carbon steel.
High carbon steel.
Yeah, and obviously we don't reveal those sources to anybody, but just suffice it to say that this is some of the best steel on the planet.
That's
because it has less imperfections. That's why you get consistently good hooks from our manufacturing process, because it comes down to the raw material. So
where in Japan are they manufactured?
Ishiwaki City.
Ishiwaki City,
It's
interesting in Japan because they have different prefectures, is what they call them, or cities and communities throughout, and they specialize in different things depending on where you go within the country. Like there's certain places where that's what they do is knives. There's certain places what they do is hooks. Quite frankly, owners located very closely to where Gamakatsu is over there, and so
that's the hook spot,
you know. So it's like that with everything in Japan.
Cool.
So it's very interesting on how their culture does that, which is just outside of Osaka, which is south. This would be like, so think of Japan this way. It's about the size of California. Tokyo would be up where San Francisco is. Osaka would be down here where San Diego or LA is. It's that kind of a
that's
deal.
Good description.
Osaka's a great food city too.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The hospitality of the Japanese you go over there is
so
just incredible.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to go 6 times, and every time is just a great adventure. It's really cool.
That's
really
cool.
Neat to see.
Yeah. So Corey King's listening, and he's texting, and he says, the Duracent strip slays the sheephead. He says, but my buds are going to be mad for leaking.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, thank you. We're trying to get more and more of them out of there. This is a very new kind of a thing for us, and so we're trying to get them out and get people using them, so that's great.
And Corey's, of course, one of your pro staff guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Helps out in the booth, right, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah. He's actually coming by the booth today.
Okay. Yeah. Booth is going to be packed today.
A lot of us here today. Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday, man. It's the big day.
We probably needed 20 feet, but we were just not sure what to expect. So this was kind of a way to test it out. So.
Well, I think they've proven, Bill and Mike, that San Diego wants a show. Because the attendance has been great, and there's a lot of great booths.
Did you see the video of the line on day one?
Yeah.
It went down, out, all the way around, and almost all the way to Jimmy Durante. Like, it was just insane. But the layout is so good. Like, it housed that many people perfectly. You know, there's just, it's, it wasn't, it didn't have that, there was a ton of people, but it never had that elbow to elbow shoulder crowd where you're bumping into everybody.
Right.
It was just, I don't know. I don't know if it was their layout, their plan, whatever they did.
It's a big facility.
It is. It's really big.
So that makes it really
And nice. It really carries that amount of people good.
Yeah, definitely. You have another good
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I absolutely love my Gamakatsu hooks, and I use them exclusively. I'm certain that the ringed live bait hooks got me bites when others weren't getting bit with tough fishing. My question for Ted and Rick is, I currently use the Nautilus Light Circle hook when I'm fishing the bay on my drop shot rig for spotties and other fish. It's worked extremely well, but I'm just curious if you guys think there's a different style hook that I should try for my drop shot rigs while fishing the bay. And that's from Ralph and Menifee.
You know, this is just my personal opinion. If you've got something that's working for you and it's consistently working for you, you don't always have to go and try to find the next best thing. My advice would be just keep using the hook that's working quite well for you.
I know guys that are drop shotting with regular drop shot hooks.
You make a hook that says drop shot hook.
We make a lot of drop
shots.
There's several that we do.
And if you look at the design and then look at the octopus, the standard octopus, it's basically the
pretty
same
similar.
Design.
Very
okay.
similar. Yeah, very so similar.
And what was that tune? What was that Aaron Martin's tune hook again?
Yeah,
what was that one?
Super tune drop shot hook.
Okay.
So that's made out of the TGW. So there gives you better penetration because it's thinner wire. And it's got the nano alpha coating on it, so you don't have to worry about corrosion quite as much.
I wasn't familiar with that hook at all. I just saw just the photo in the catalog when Ted was looking it up. Like, that's my next purchase, man. That thing looks really good.
Definitely. You make a hook, too, with a swivel on it, too, for drop shotting?
We do.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of Shin Fukai, who's one of our pro staff from Japan, makes several. So there's an octopus hook version. There's a drop shot hook version. So there's an inline swivel on it for drop shotting, and that just makes it a little easier for folks that aren't as comfortable with tying the knots, where you have to come back through the eye and get your weight to get everything to stand out correctly. It's got a swivel on it already with a line tie and then a place for your weight. It's got a little V in the bottom of it, so you can just wedge your line in there with the weight on it.
And that's in the finesse.
The G finesse line.
Yeah, it'd be the green package G finesse.
Okay.
Yeah. One other hook that you make, it's funny, has a rod on it. It's a drop shock hook with that hook on it. That's a Japanese thing, right?
Yeah, so that's it. So, but the idea behind that is that it's a, you can call it cherry rig. There's a lot of different ways they do it, but it's just a straight piece of wire, and you do insert a weight, like a worm weight or something on it, and then bend that wire up. And the idea is just that weight sits on the bottom, the hook suspended up above it.
Uh-huh.
So we have three different hooks we have that on. It's the EWG, our regular offset round bend, and then our hybrid worm hook.
And what's the purpose of the rod? Just to keep the weight down?
Yeah, it's just another way to present it. You know, it's so you can change the weight out and that type of thing.
I see. All right.
Yeah, that's in the power drop. So
power drop.
Yes.
Not once have these two stumbled on anything.
I know.
Yes, this is the gurus of hooks today. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I didn't know half of this stuff. I was learning so much. So what a fun show we got going on. And we got more coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader yet, and is your best choice on leader shy fish. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions from 2 pound to 400 pound. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Gamakatsu has amazing show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $25 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 of Gamakatsu products at the show and receive a free Gamakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100 at participating dealers while supplies last. Only from Gamakatsu at the PCS shows.
Time to talk about great stuff from Shimano. And we just talked about the booth, and that's what we should talk about. The booth at the PCS show. If you want to learn about fighting the rail, Brandon Nelson is there.
Yeah.
And he'll take you on the rail with one of those Shimano Talikas or jigging or something like that. You can fight the fish right on the rail.
The new Ledge Runner series is there. The Shimano pros that we had, you know, had fun talking to on the phone a couple weeks ago, they're in the booth talking all things the new Ledge Runner systems, All of the new spinning reels are available. You can scope that out. The new Talica display. There's so much going on in that Shimano booth and so well staffed. At any point in time, yeah. There's 10 or 15 pros in there that'll walk you through the entire process.
Yeah. All the rods. They have all the great Shimano rods, reels, lures, line.
Power Pro.
Power Pro. Yeah. Everything. Right there at Shimano booth at the PCS show. Check it out today and tomorrow.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Gamakatsu with Ted and Rick. Just having a lot of fun this morning. Still plenty of time if you want to send in the text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, we said before, make sure you include your name and your phone number along with the text, because Ted has given us an amazing prize, a $300 prize pack full of goodies from Gamakatsu.
Yeah, boxes. And
knives, backpacks, killer.
Backpack, it's super good. Hey, let's head down to the East Cape.
Ooh.
Talk to our good old buddy, good young buddy, you should say, John Ireland.
Hey, morning, John. We haven't done that in a while. Hi, John.
John, you pick us up?
Hi, can you hear
me? Gotcha now, yeah. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, good morning, Pete, Rick, guest, you know, it's been a while. It's nice to talk
this
to you.
This feels great. Hi, John.
It's been too long. It's been too long. Yeah, you know, one of the reasons Pete and I talked earlier in the week is I was down at the East Cape. I just came back up and prepping the boat and everything, getting it ready for the season. And little did I know, the season's really already started. It's crazy time down there. The weather's really, really ahead of time. The water right now is normally like 68 degrees, something like that, maybe 70. And it's 78 to 80 right now.
Oh, jeez.
And flat, no north winds. And we haven't had much north wind over the whole winter. And real, real good fishing, guys. Crazy good fishing. Tuna outside, yellowfin tuna, smallest fish is about 10 pounds. They're going to like 60. Pretty much everyone's limiting. It's that's out there doing it. They're about 20 miles out off the porpoise. But I was just shocked how good the fish
were.
Big bull Dorado inside of there, catching them on bally, Solitrol ballyhoo and lures inside, a little closer inside. They're taking blue marlin, guys. Blue marlin.
Come on.
In March?
March.
No, never heard of it. Big fish, too. I know three that were released last week.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's really, really going on. A lot of striped marlin around the course for this time of year, but just truly exceptional fishing. Just
crazy year.
Crazy year.
So, John, so crazy. You are have just remodeled your guest house at your house there, and you're going to offer that up for rental along with charter on your boat, right?
Yeah, yes, I'm going to do that. Yeah, it's actually a new house. I didn't really remodel it. I just it's a brand new place. It's three bedrooms, three bath, nice house, and on our next to our big house, of course, you know, and on beautiful property, big nice swimming pool, and the boat. I'm gonna charter it as well. It's a 32-foot Lors El Jefe.
Wow.
And a speedboat too. Yeah, it's a 30-knot cruise boat. So
oh, yeah,
really, I set it up. I love to chase the yellowfin. That's my deal. So. Set up for that. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to put together packages. And, you know, I got to get my feet a little bit back in the water, guys.
So if somebody wants to rent, your house, your boat, how does that work? How's that going to work?
Just call Jeannie. We have a website right now. We're working on it. It's still an embryonic, guys. We're still getting there. But the boat's ready to go, and we're going to actually start chartering about April 6th or 7th. We're going to start.
Okay.
We're going to start taking
That's
rentals.
A couple weeks
away. The website is, or you can email us. Sorry, I don't think it's a website. It's CasitaMesaDelMar@gmail.com.
Casita Mesa Del Mar.
I mean, Delmar at Gmail, yeah.
The number
I
was just gonna say the number of questions we field at the show of like, I miss the ranch so much. What's the next best thing? Where do I go? What do I do? How fun that if somebody's like us that just loves that
you could
piece
be on
of
the
ground,
ranch.
It still exists.
With a boat.
Yeah, and there's plenty of the old gang around too. I wanted to mention Jorge's available. Last year I fished with Jorge was by far our Ponga captain was by far our most popular captain, and he's available a lot of the time. The past year I fished him 3 or 4 years, a magic fisherman. He's available as well. And Eddie is still around. Eddie would be your, make sure you get taken care of on the boat. So we have a lot of the old employees that would be there and be happy to see you. That's for sure.
That's cool.
That's so cool,
Casita
John.
Mesa Del Mar. gmail.com. Just email, say, find out more information about it. A beautiful piece of property, right, with fantastic views overlooking the Sea of Cortez there. And that's a really nice opportunity. Well, it's great to hear from you, John. And thanks for the fish report. Keep us posted.
Oh, I will. I'll stay in touch for sure, guys. It's been too long. Nice to get together with you again. That's for sure.
I already got a text from Dallas that just said, hey, we're doing that. Just so you know.
All right, John.
Love you guys.
Thanks. Nice to hear from you. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, it is. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you, John.
Hey, Bill Varney's on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Ted. Good to hear you guys this morning.
Hi, buddy.
Great.
Good morning.
You heard us talking Gomakatsu.
Hey, I wanted to just call in and just really thank Ted and Rick and Gomagatsu for all their support. And you know, just another thing is we always talk about their different, you know, their products like hooks, but Gomagatsu has so many different great products, whether it's a Duracent bait or their hooks and so forth. And, you know, in the surf, Gomagatsu has always made the best surf fishing hooks, the 50409, 50410, different sizes, 6 and 4s. Those are great, super thin, super sharp drop shot hooks that we use in the surf. And then about a year ago, I discovered their drop shot rig. They actually have a setup, which is the number is a 214-409. And this is a drop shot rig, and I know Corey's listening. That's perfect for the bay and surf fishing. Just tie it onto your line on one end. The other end, you put on a half-ounce chrome torpedo sinker. It's got a super sharp drop shot hook on it, and you just hook on a white or a grunion colored fluke and bounce that thing across the bottom. So that's another great one. And then of course the Duracent products, and we've been testing those for a couple of years. The worms are so great. They come in a pumpkin color, a camo green color, and also a red color, and we match them up with these same hooks. But what we really discovered was, and I really want folks at the show to go to the booth, look at these drop shot hooks, but also look at those Duracent baits, and not only the creature baits and the worms, but another thing is the steelhead salmon eggs. We have found that these plastomer salmon eggs that are red and orange, and there's a creamsicle, a cream color one, if you just put one of those on your hook up on the eye of the hook and put a sand crab below it, it looks just like the eggs of the sand crab.
Ooh.
And boy, it attracts all the fish and the surf. So really want to thank you guys for your fantastic products.
Well, thanks,
awesome.
Bill. That's great. The feedback and the details that you've provided for us has really helped really make this come to life for fishermen, because you're the one out there really using it all the time and helping drive that messaging. So thank you.
That's cool.
I'm really happy to do it.
Are those like hoochie skirts made of Duracent?
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
Wow.
How'd that be for your cod rig?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Sure. No, we've got a whole setup of those. So we've got an inch and a half, a 4.5, and a 6-inch, and a variety of colors.
Gosh, I didn't even know that was a thing either. That would be
and they're
legit.
Tough.
And
they're not going to get ripped off.
The scent is there. So, you know, if you're making like a little cod gannion or something and your bait gets ripped off, you're still going to fish the whole time and you got the scent and the deal. Like, that's slick.
Yeah, they're hanging in the booth. So you
that's
can
cool.
Look at
I'll be,
what about for who like down in the East Cape? Who's fishing for tuna too?
You know, we've had a 160-page catalog full of all kinds of things.
It's hard to get through everything, get everybody's attention to it.
So, yes.
Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us. How's the weather in Breckenridge?
Hey, it's been really warm here, believe it or not. Most of the snow has melted off. The ski areas are going to be closing in a few days here. And the season for these giant browns, in these 8 to 15-pounders, they're going to open a week early this year, which is about 10 days from now. So I'll be down there. I've got the okay to get out there and do some fishing again now. So I'll get down there. But once again, I wanted to thank you guys. And also, Gamagatsu has sponsored the CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinics for years. We have one coming up in May 2nd, and then the second one will be coming up in the end of the last weekend of July. And these are a benefit to CCA. We meet right on the beach and go surf fishing. And that's where we have these DuraScent products. And we try them out on the beach. We show people how to hook them and use them. It's great fun. We look forward to seeing everybody there. And we should have information up on our site around the 15th of April about when to register and when and where these will be. We're just waiting for our permits to come in from the state.
And that's surffishtackle.com?
They can find it there, or more information at fishthesurf.com, fishthesurf.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bill Varney. Appreciate the info, and he's obviously a big Gamakatsu guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate the call.
That's right. Have a great day, you guys.
Stay warm up
there.
See
you, buddy.
All right. That's pretty amazing. Breckenridge is like at like 9,000, 10,000 feet.
That's way up there.
And the
snow's
already melting, and it's like warm.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
It's a little scary. We're in for a good fishing season
this
year, dude.
Oh, for sure. Hey, John in Huntington Beach says, do your hooks ever need sharpening with a stone?
You know, that's another really commonly asked question. You know, and you're never going to get it as sharp as we do from the factory.
And that's chemically sharpened?
It is. And we're, you know, believe it or not, guys, we're not allowed. Like, if you're not part of the inner structure of the company, you're never going to see the factory. I've never set foot in it, nor will I ever be able to.
Really?
Yeah,
you've never seen the factory?
Wow.
We do not. I've seen the outside of it, but that's it. That's it. We've never.
Come on.
No,
really?
No kidding. That's the way they can keep trade secrets. They have it very. That's just how it is. So there's which is interesting. But to answer the question, sure. I mean, there's plenty of people out there that touch their hooks up. You're never going to get it as sharp as you're going to have the package. And the way I personally always looked at it is, you know, we only have limited time to go fishing. And if you're going to be out there and you want to maximize your opportunity, the hook's probably your least expensive thing of
the whole deal, right?
So why not just change the hook put a new hook on? Right. I mean, I get people, everything has a cost, everything costs money, but you're just never going to get it as sharp as they are out of the package.
Yeah, no doubt.
There it is. Hey, I had a fun text. It's from James La Jolla. It's a little bit long, but I thought the story you guys would really enjoy. I love Gamakatsu hooks, a short story of how the long-range guys think about your product. Last fall, I was on a 9-day trip on a boat that was sponsored by a competitor. We got on a good bite of bigger yellowfin tuna, and the captain got on the loudspeaker and said, no offense to the trip sponsor, but I want all of you guys using Gamakatsu. these fish will straighten those other hooks. I was stocked up with plenty of my Ring Nautilus hook, and I was sold beforehand, but I got a 149-pound ultra-tough bluefin on a Nautilus small circle hook and a 3-inch sardine. I will only buy Gamakatsu from here on out.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I thought so, too. James in La Jolla. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Thanks, James. That's great. That's a great story.
For sure. And he said it's a small circle hook, too.
Yeah, he said small.
Well, he was fishing during the time when that small bait was around. You know, to fly line a 3-inch sardine, you can't just do that with any hook. It's got to be a wire that's light enough to allow that bait to swim.
Yeah.
But then when you're talking about a 150-pound fish, like not most light wire hooks can't handle that kind of pressure, and that Nautilus, it sure can.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Just imagine what the HD would have.
Oh, my God. I want that hook so bad. Please make that
happen.
Thank you,
Rick.
So Aaron in Santa Barbara wants to know if Gamakatsu has ever tracked records caught on your hooks.
No, that's another real common question we get, and we just haven't really put a lot of resource into doing so. I know that there are several instances of that, but we, again, it's just more of a resource thing, you know, internally to try to track something like that. So we just haven't really made that a priority.
What is the number one hook sold by Gamakatsu? You have a book that thick.
It's a phone book.
I don't even need to open that to tell you that question. So really the two most popular hooks we sell is our octopus hook, just a straight regular octopus hook, and then our EWG. Those are just two gold standards no matter where you go in the
EWG
country.
Is?
Extra wide gap worm hook for bass fishing. Yes, exactly. So those two hooks really, and split shot, drop shot. You know, we do that just a regular split shot, drop shot, because that's a very popular technique in a lot of different fisheries. So really what it comes down to is how that hook can carry over into lots of different things, which is what makes it, you know, our better sellers.
Yeah, but you make hooks for fly fishing, you make hooks for bass fishing, you make hooks for saltwater fishing, commercial fishing, all across
carp
the board.
Fishing, you name it. So, I mean, a hook, you know, I always say it's job security because you can't catch a fish without a hook. So, you've got to, you know, that's what makes it nice. And we do touch every fishery, whether it be crappie, bluegill, walleye, whatever it might be.
The have you ever been stumped?
Hooks. Stumped.
Stumped on a hook? Like somebody says, I want to catch a such and such?
Oh, sure. You know, here's what it comes down to. It's really the local knowledge of what you're using and what the techniques are. There's no way for us to know every single one of those.
Sure, absolutely.
That's where we rely heavily on our pro staff, our reps, and things in our pros in these markets so that they can give us and provide us that feedback, because I'll never claim to know it all in that regard. No way.
Yeah. I think he's being humble. I don't think there's any chance any of us are getting one by him.
No.
I had a fun Texas. Hey, guys, what's your opinion on Gamakatsu Nautilus versus Nautilus HD? When should one considering going to the heavier hook? Do you have a rule to follow or a gauge?
Yeah, the size of the fish. So the size of the fish and the bait. I mean, bait's really important for that. But if you've got good-sized bait and the fish are big, then go to the HD. Go to the biggest hook you can get. It's when you want to go to the small stuff only when the it's line shy, the bait's small, or they're just not eating the bigger baits.
So. I think that's good advice. Like, you always want to fish with the largest hook you can to get a bite with, and
you just
need to let your scenario gauge what that is.
That's right. I'm telling you, our standard Nautilus is a strong hook. One of my pro staffs, when we first got into the ring circle hooks, we were making the Nautilus in a 2.0 to a 6.0. And it was because it was ringed, and the only ringed hooks we had, he was out on a tuna trip, and he caught a 307 yellowfin on a 6.0 standard Nautilus.
No kidding.
Not HD.
Yeah. I fell in love with that hook during the Guadalupe era, and I just feel the same way. Like, I feel like I rarely use Nautilus HD. I think it's a great hook. I'm glad that it exists, but I very rarely use it. I have yet to see the standard wire Nautilus fail, even in times when it quote unquote should, you know, fish over 100 pounds, fish with heavy drag, all of those things. I still fish a standard wire Nautilus, and I remember the day you were talking about it, and I think it just goes back to that superior steel that they use. Like, it's skinnier but stronger.
It is.
I love that hook. And your bait swims so good with it.
It's a great hook. It's a great hook. And, you know, talking to this, the guy had the bluefin schooling up to 40 pounds. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, 40-pound fish are a lot of fun to catch.
Yeah.
Especially on a circle hook and maybe a small-size circle hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Ted checking flights on the way out there trying to figure he could get on that Polaris Supreme or Tomahawk trip. I watched it go down.
The only problem is they're biting so hard. They're biting so good at night that they didn't have time during the day. They're already done to fish during the day, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to put that assist hook to the test.
That's how good the fishing is right now.
Hey,
Ted in San Diego says, good morning, gents. Love my Gamakatsu backpack. 300 bag and numerous hooks. Are there plans to make a larger backpack with big pockets or a roller bag to go on sport boat trips?
So we've been looking at and have some prototypes and some things that we've been developing in that arena. So Ted, from one Ted to another fellow Ted, stay tuned for that because we are still working on that.
Okay. All right.
Like that.
Maybe I cast?
Yeah, we'll see.
I've seen one of the prototypes. It's pretty nice.
Okay.
That's okay.
We're trying. Sometimes in today's environment with tariffs and the global part of things, it does make it a little bit of a challenge to get this stuff to come to market soon. Then there's a lot of challenges in sourcing right now.
This is a fun one. I absolutely love my Gamakatsu Sun shirt. You guys have any plans on expanding that at all? How about any more women-specific lines? That's from Kim in San Marcos.
So, Kim, great question again, too. We have a whole new clothing line. We've actually, if you'll notice, you go to our website, we're out of everything, and that's by design. We've been trying to purge out some of our old designs. We have a bunch of new stuff that we've got spun up that'll be coming soon. So keep checking the website. We'll have that going. If you sign up for our newsletter, you can go to gamakatsu.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That's a great way to get information on what's new from Gamakatsu.
Yeah, so it's not all about hooks.
No, we try to do a lot of different
clothing,
things.
Clothing,
so,
bags,
yeah, for sure.
Boxes. One of the best knives on the planet.
Those knives, I'm telling you, like one of the finest fillet knives there are.
No,
period.
It's a really good knife. Yeah. We've been very successful with it, and people that use them just absolutely love them.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves. Speaking of a new Gamakatsu knife, somebody's going to be hooked up. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Okay, it's time to find out who's got that killer pack of Gamakatsu. Rick's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Ted in San Diego. You have got an awesome Gamakatsu pack coming your way.
Yeah, congratulations, Ted.
How fast did that 2 hours
yeah.
go?
No, great job, man. This is fun, that was so good.
Hey, I appreciate all the callers and just all the great questions. There were several really good yeah. questions by everybody, so that's
you,
awesome.
We fired on you, man. You and Rick covered it. So you and Rick will both be in the booth today
yes,
and tomorrow.
Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and just go by. You're in the exhibit hall, right?
Right,
Rick?
Exhibit Hall, booth 648.
648, go by, take advantage of that phenomenal deal with $25, you get the little
pocket pack.
Yeah. And then,
$50, you get your choice of one of three knives.
One of three knives, yeah. $100 knife for just spending $50 on hooks you're going to buy anyway, and buy two, get one free
yeah.
at a lot of the vendors there. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for all your support,
Thank
Ted.
You.
Thanks for
Great
all
job,
you do.
You guys. Appreciate
and, sure appreciate you and Gamakatsu making the finest hook on the market, and we're very, very proud to be representative of that those fine hooks too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's been a great partnership. Thank
yeah.
you.
And Gamakatsu.com has everything you need to know about Gamakatsu, right?
100%. That's got everything there you need to know, and we a lot of good information there.
Yeah, it's really, really good stuff for sure. But hey, we're gonna be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Captain Ray Lopez from the American Angler will be here. That's going to be a fantastic show. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on Facebook, YouTube Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.